Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Matt Linehan, Boxing Social in association with Empire Fight Star Forge Irish Stout. We're here, Nick Ball. Nick, I want to start with yesterday. Incredible promo. I'm sure you've seen films of the past. I mean, we've seen promos, we've seen build-ups. That has to be, without doubt, one of the best introductions to a fight week I've ever seen. Just talk me through it and what that experience was like going out and doing your filming.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? It's next level. I've got loads of messages on my phone saying you should be an actor. So, yeah, it's good. It's good to be a part of, and it's a massive experience, isn't it? And it looks good as well. It's next level promo, as you said. Yeah.
100%. Look, you're no stranger to the big occasions. You're not too far long from having a big fight, a fight where, in many people's eyes, yourselves, your trainers definitely, thought you should be now crowned and sitting here world champion. I spoke to you after the fight and you were very disappointed. Because you've got this fight ahead of you now and there's another opportunity, another belt, against another elite level fighter, does it sort of make it a tiny bit easier to sit with you, that loss, or is it still just burning inside you?
Yeah, well, you said loss, it wasn't really a loss. It was a draw, but obviously it feels like a loss, yeah. So you're right. But all that's done, I'm not going to lie, all that's done, it's pissed me off. So it fuels the fire, yeah. So it's made me a way better fighter, yeah, in such a short space of time. Just how I go about everything serious anyway, and 100%, but this has brought something else out of me, yeah. This is making me realise you can't, like, yeah, I knew that anyway, but let things get close or anything like that, so it's made me come a bit different, yeah, this one.
Well, I heard you mention that you weren't happy with your performance, but like you said, is that what you've taken away from it, the fact that you will approach things a bit differently, and what will you change from the last fight, now knowing what you know about yourself?
Yeah, I could sit here saying to you, oh, I'm gonna do this, do that, but you don't really know until you get in there, and every opponent is different. Every opponent's different, so you've just got to adjust when you get in there and see what the opponent brings. But yeah, I just tend to focus on myself and be the best version I can be of myself, and that'll beat all of them.
What do you make of Ray Ford? He had a hard-fought victory against Kolmatov. Kolmatov was rated so highly, and he still is, by many a fighter. Winning the fight on the cards, he sort of pulled it out of the bag in an impressive fashion as well. What do you make of him as a fighter? We see a lot of shit talk in the build-up, but you two are quite serious geezers. He's not bad-mouthed you. I've not heard you say a bad word about him. But what do you make of him?
Yeah, he's a good fighter, yeah. And as you said there, pulled it out of the bag. Shows he's a true champion. He done what he had to do and pulled it out the bag last minute, and now he's world champion. So I respect that and respect him as, you know, as a fighter. But yeah, he's in my way, and once we get in there, all the respect goes out the window, and It's time to take him out.
You're amped up for every fight. You see it in you. It's that that animal-like thing of I'm going to run straight through you. I think ever since the Isaac Lowe fight, you sort of put everybody on notice kind of thing. Is that what you see happening in your heart of hearts? You just think he won't be able to live with you? Like we've all seen pressure, and from the outside looking in, you see it. But it's different when you're inside. Do you think that difference when he gets in there will just be too much?
Yeah, I feel like that myself, yeah. But I'm going to be real, as I always say, you never know until you get in there, but that's the way I'm always going to come. I'm always going to come like that. And
you're never going to change, are you? You're not going to go tip-tapping around?
Yeah, I'm never going to change, yeah, or like go on the back foot and try and box. That's all, even if I had in my mind, oh, I'm going to do that. Once you get in there, once the bell goes, that's not happening because I am who I am, and that's inside me, and it's always going to get brought out. And yeah, I feel like, yeah, just that's the way my style is, and it's not changing, and that's the way I'm coming.
Just talk to me about why you win this fight and what it would mean to you to become world champion. You were close before, another opportunity. Just talk to me about it.
Yeah, it'll mean the world to me. Of course, every boxer as a kid dreams to become a world champion, and you know, I feel like I should be world champion now, but I'm not. But that is what it is. Can't change it. And that last one's added more fuel to the fire. So it's going to take someone serious to beat me in this next one and beat me in my old career. And I feel like, yeah, that's going to be hard to do. So I'm the man. And, yeah, that belt's mine.
Well, I think that says it all, Nick Ball. I appreciate you giving us some of your time. I'm going to let you crack on with the rest of your media. We will catch up fight week, and we wish you all the best.
Sound, thank you. Appreciate it.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.